Let us prepare our hearts and minds to receive the message from our sister Cheryl.
Good morning. It's good to be with you. Now, Paul and I were with you last when you had that wonderful birthday celebration. We had all of those cakes, and my, was that amazing. I've never seen that done before. So again, thank you for that joy, something we will not easily forget. I want to let you know we will be returning on Easter morning. We will be with you. My husband will be giving a dramatic message that morning, and I'll be reading scripture. So again, it is always our joy to be with Lincolnshire. If there's one thing we know, is you indwell the heart of God. You can see it on your face as you enter his home, which is his people. So I want to thank you for that. The message this morning, I think they'll be bringing up, and you'll be following along with me with my PowerPoint presentation. Is it working? Do we have it going? Wonderful. Perfect. I come to you not only as a friend, not only as a licensed minister, but also as your advocate for global missions for Northern Indiana. It's a new post for me, and I just began in January. But I am thoroughly enjoying it. It is a mission that is close to my heart, as you will see as we go along. As we celebrate Lenten season together, the coming of Easter, may we truly focus on the heart of God that we see in one another and that we see in our brethren here as well as abroad. Let us focus on this love of God, that it has the ability to turn sadness into joy and to turn the shadows of night into a new dawn. Let us, as we work with God, serve him to our fullest capacity. The scripture, we did not skip over that. We're going to hit that right now. And so I'm going to have you read the final line in bold print. I know it is a very familiar piece, but it has a power in its own when we hear it through the voice of Christ. Matthew 25. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, O blessed my Father, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me, and I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see thee hungry and feed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink? And when did we see thee a stranger and welcome thee, or naked and clothe thee? And when did we see thee sick or in prison and visit thee?" And the king will answer then, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." The mission statement for global missions is quite broad, but I think it's really well written. It states the ministries of global mission and the services seek to integrate faith and service as they challenge and equip brethren to respond to human need and grow the Church of Jesus Christ throughout the world. And this is my challenge. And my mission and my goal is to help inform churches, brethren, of what it is we're doing in the world. I once heard someone say, you know, we brethren, we do a lot of sitting around, we do a lot of talking, but we're really not out there doing it. And I'm saying, are you kidding? How long have you been a brethren and have you not heard? Do you not know what we're doing in the world? It's outstanding. The thing is the brethren are often so humble that their praises aren't sung and therefore aren't heard. And the brethren often go together with the Mennonite and the Quakers, and we build together, shoulder to shoulder, with other Christians across the world. We do a beautiful job of blending in to the heartbeat of Jesus Christ and ministering to the world. And so this is what gets me excited, is when I see and I know what we're doing in the world and what a difference we're making. The Global Mission Services covers a large number of areas. You will see these on your Brethren website. I truly encourage you to go to the computer, open up the Brethren website, and see everything that we are doing. Global Missions itself covers missionaries, Brethren Disaster Ministries, Brethren Volunteer Service, Work Camps, Global Food Initiative, and International Ministries. We do all of that, and each one of those is a separate organization. So Global Missions is a very large umbrella. Now, back in 2015, I started to first really see what we as the Brethren were doing, and these were through very dear brothers and sisters at NOAC. How many of you have ever been to the National Older Adult Conference? Do I have anyone here who has ever attended that? I hope you are all someday privileged to be as old as I am and go and attend this, because it is truly a blessing. Now, you all know annual conference, and annual conference handles more of the business end of the church. And at times it can be a little contentious, even though it's a tremendous blessing, because diversity is needed in the world. And we need to know how to agree and disagree with each other in the spirit of the Lord, okay? But I will tell you, NOAC is nothing but joyous worship and fellowship. Every day, joyous worship, fellowship. I was one of the youngsters when I went back in 2015, but I tell you what, I had a hard time keeping up with the others. They were absolutely amazing. And I will never forget, Paul and I came in late. We were talking with some friends and getting acquainted, and we came in a little late into one of the services. Now, there had to have been 400 people there, had to have been. And we were standing in the back. And the speaker at the time asked everyone to raise their hands if they had participated either in the States or overseas in a mission role, whether they were a missionary or a work camp. Now, I was anticipating out of 400, maybe seeing 50% of the hands go up. Without hesitation, 95% of those hands went up. I mean, it was automatic. Whew. And I thought, Heavenly Father, please bless us who are coming in behind these saints, because these are national brethren who have served you faithfully. And they have raised the bar for us. They have raised the bar for the younger generation. I was completely astounded. So let's do something similar. How many of you have participated in the Heifer Project? How many have participated in a crop walk? Have you done that? How many have ever served on a BVS team? Do we have? Wonderful. How many have served on a work camp overseas or here in the States? Excellent. How many have ever served with the Children's Disaster Services? Do we have anyone? Oh, wonderful. Now, folks, you have stories to tell. Please do not let me leave without getting your name and knowing what you have done and when you have performed. Because this is why we don't know what's happening. So often our stories are not being shared. Now, all the churches receive articles that I've written or flyers that I've sent, and I want to make sure that you as Lincolnshire are receiving that information.
I usually send it through the pastor, but if there's not a pastor present, I send it to a key secretary of the church. If you're not getting those, let me know, because those are things that you can hang, and I send one about every 2 weeks so that you know what some prayer concerns are, in its additional stuff than what you see come through the district. So let me know, and I want to make sure that I keep you informed of what is happening. So as your global missions advocate, my role is to keep your lines of communication open, to visit as many churches as possible, and to attend as many of your activities that you have going on or that Northern Indiana has going on that deals with global missions, so I can help get the word out. I also hope that I can help keep everyone in prayer. Please don't forget that even if you can't go and serve, that you can pray. So as we talk through a few of these key pieces, please keep in mind that these folks need to be held in prayer. These organizations need to be held in prayer, because never before have we ever faced what we are facing right now. There is a UN official, he has said, the world is facing the largest humanitarian crisis since 1945. More than 20 million people across four countries in Africa and the Middle East are at risk of starvation. 20 million. I think that number's low, and I think you'll see why. Global efforts are needed. We do have missionaries. You can see here we have missionaries, and these are not all of the countries listed. These are the ones that I pulled off, but I know that we have others that should be added. We have Haiti, Honduras, South Sudan, Guatemala, Vietnam, North Korea, Dominican Republic, and Nigeria. Now, we focus a lot on Nigeria because we have a large number of brothers and sisters and churches established there. But please don't lose sight of our other missionaries. I have them, the pictures of those who are presently serving back there on a poster board. I would appreciate it if you would maybe even write down a name and take them home and pray over them. In Nigeria, of course, we had our missionaries from Northern Indiana, Dr. Norm Wagyi and his wife Carol. He was a physician, and they served from 1983 to 85. But more recently, back in 1992, they made a visit, and even more recently went back last year to see how the clinic where he served, whether it was still standing or not, and to see what the needs were. And I know I've spent quite a bit of time with Carol. She and I participate in the women's ministry breakfast that we have at Goshen once a month. And she was literally in tears. We were sitting one-on-one, and she was literally in tears, and she says, Cheryl, they are starving to death. They are starving to death. And she says, yes, I know Boko Haram. We know what happened. Boko Haram came in, destroyed the land, destroyed the buildings, caused everyone to be homeless, caused them to seek refuge elsewhere. Now, Boko Haram has been what we can say partially contained. Not fully contained, but partially contained. And what is happening now is where Boko Haram has left, the villagers are returning, and we as good brethren are helping them build their homes, their churches, we're helping them build their schools. And that's all well and fine. However, their crops were destroyed, their seeds were taken, they have nothing to live on, and so they're going back to brand new buildings and still starving. And so the brethren are also being intentional, and please keep this in prayer, with the Nigerian Crisis Fund. And that Crisis Fund sends seeds to these villages so that they can once again raise crops and hopefully not just maintain, but hopefully thrive once again. There's a beautiful video clip on YouTube, and it's also on the Brethren site, I found it in both places. It's called The Long Journey Home. Again, it's called The Long Journey Home. And it talks about what's happening with our brethren in Nigeria. But with everything that is so sad, again, we have a chance like never before to be in prayer, to help, to send our support, to go ourselves, to help where and when we can. La fia is what they will say in return. The Nigerians will greet you with la fia. And la fia is very similar to the word shalom. And what they are doing is extending a blessing back to you. La fia is a declaration of blessing and goodness. And so our Nigerian brothers and sisters, as even though they are many of them still in angst, they still say to you, and they still say to our brothers and sisters in the United States, la fia. Kathy Fry Miller is in charge of the organization called the Children Disaster Services. And I saw a hand go up. And this, to me, is a very exciting organization. Now, Kathy Fry Miller lives in North Manchester and attends our Brethren Church there. So she's not far from us, even though she's not in our district, per se. But what Kathy and I, as we were talking, she was telling me about what they are doing. They're very busy right now. There have been so many tornadoes that have ripped through mainly southern Indiana that's where they have been spending their time. And the Children's Disaster Service is what, this is a child care service. And so while the parents are trying to pick up the pieces of their lives, they provide child care. They provide songs, puzzles, coloring for the children, games, so that the parents don't need to worry about their children as they're working with the organizations. And I love this quote. This actually is what was written after the January tornado that occurred in Georgia. Kathy said, "When mother had to leave in the afternoon to pick her children up from school, she saw the children's area and she said, 'This is great. I'm bringing my kids back here.'" And I know that there have been many blessed who have served in this capacity. Just caring for children, it doesn't sound like much, but it means everything to these parents. Joyce Meyer, of course, you may know her. She's a very vivacious speaker across the nation. And on the Brethren Work Camp's Facebook page, I saw this quote by Joyce Meyer, and I just thought it was so fitting. And I think it speaks to us as brethren. She said, "Some people are hurting so badly that you have to do more than preach a message to them. You have to be a message to them." Isn't that beautiful? And that's what we as brethren do so well, is be a message to those who are experiencing loss. Brethren Volunteer Service is, of course, probably one of our most well-known organizations. Of course, this is for adults only, ages 18 and above, and you do need to serve six months to a year if you're here in the States, but if you choose to go overseas, it is a two-year commitment. But if you're not, and you just want to go for a few weeks, I love the fact that there are work camps for junior high students. So if you have any grandchildren, children, neighbors who may be interested, junior, this is a great time to teach children or show children how to be to somebody else, how to be Christ to someone else. So there are junior high camps. There are senior high work camps. And what I really love, and I'd love to take my granddaughter on one, would be an intergenerational. Can you imagine going 2 to 3 generations together at a work camp, helping another culture put their lives back together? So we have many opportunities available to us, and sometimes we just don't know what is there. How can I be an example of Christ to somebody else? Now, please don't ever downplay your own mission field, okay? Recognize that you may have a mission that God has already placed in your hands, in your lives. And it may be just a card ministry, sending it out to people. I cannot tell you how valuable a card is. When someone receives a card and they're in pain, it's not unusual for them to open that card and read it 10 times. They keep it close to them. Sometimes they put it in their Bible. So a call, a card, those are all very valuable, valuable mission fields. Caring for those around you. Paul and I probably have shared a little bit with you about our Alaskan experience and how we did live in the remote villages for 4 years. Now, we were there on an educational track. We didn't see it as church ministry, although we knew it was ministry in itself, and it truly proved to be that. One thing that we were so shocked with was how remote Alaska, we were out at the mouth of the Yukon River, just south of Nome, where the Iditarod ends, which has just concluded recently. You may have been watching that. But it's very, very cold there, and it's very remote. And we were shocked by the poverty. And Paul had gone ahead of me before we accepted the position. He called me. He says, "Now, Cheryl, this is third world. Just, I want to prepare you for that. This is third world." And he wasn't kidding. There's not a paved road on the island. Children, when it started to become 10 degrees below zero, I'm doing more than putting on a winter coat. And these children were still coming to school in hoodies, mind you. And there were children coming, you know, when the mud and slush starts to turn to ice, but it's not, it's like a cold slushy. Children were literally wearing rain boots with no socks. So when our friends and our family would call and they'd say, "What can we send you? What do you need?" We said, "We're fine, but the children here need everything. They need socks, they need gloves, they need coats. Anything you can send will be helpful." And so anytime Paul and I were off of the island, we would find the closest Goodwill, the Salvation Army. When we came back to the States, we would literally load our van and we'd ship it all up there, and we'd be handing out coats and gloves and hats to children who needed to be warm, who just needed to be warm. And we have continued that ministry. So we do a lot of speaking. In fact, recently we spoke to the DeKalb teachers, retired teachers, and they gifted us with a wonderful amount to ship more goods to them. So we send two major shipments a year. If you'd ever like to be a part of that, that's fine. You can talk with us later. My card's back there. But again, it's important that we understand that the world is hurting, that the world is in pain, and anywhere God sends us and directs us, we can make a difference. And I know that you make a difference because I can see it in your hearts. I can hear it as you sing, that the heart of God shines through you. I'd like you to read this with me, "Because We Are Brethren." I'm going to say a statement, and then I'll have you read what's in bold print. "We experience a physical reaction to tragedy. Our hearts feel heavy, and we have a sense of empathy. We have a sense of urgency to help and often feel that time is too short. We are afraid that we aren't doing enough, soon enough. We have been on the front line, here and abroad, during severe times of need, being the hands and feet of Christ. We accept this challenge." As we so sang that beautiful song, "Lord, speak to me. Lord, lead me. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, teach me. Lord, fill me with thy goodness. Oh, use me, Lord, just as thou wilt. And when and where, until thy blessed face I see, thy rest, thy joy, thy glory share." Hallelujah. I'd like to close with Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. I'd just like you to listen to it. Feel free to close your eyes. Absorb this beautiful, beautiful hymn of praise. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. For his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the sheep of his hand. Amen.